Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear, and I have been away for a few weeks on this podcast, mostly just because I've been out of state working, and I went to Mexico. I was just like Ted Cruz. I got cold. I went to Mexico, so sue me. Had a good time. Was down there with Alan from Funky Trap Tags and Supplies and his wife, Jody. Got back here, back to work, back in the weight room. Life's good. I want to talk about something tonight. It's going to be very uncomfortable because every single man out there listening to this and woman screws this up, me included. But if you understand it and you know it, it can be life-changing for you. And before we get into that, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. They have a full line of trapping supply. Gear, traps, lures, baits. They got stuff for catfish, bears, hog, deer. He's really big in the EOTech for predator calls. So if you're an outdoorsman, you need to give Funky Trap Tags a call. Look on their website, see what they've got, because great, great company to deal with. So what is a redneck from Tennessee telling you can change your life? And it can change it in a lot of different ways. Have you ever sat back and just wondered? I mean, just really, really wondered. What is the difference between people that make it in life and people in struggle in life? I mean, down to the core. What is that? What causes that difference? What causes some people to be able to run a business and some people are always going to fail at running a business? What keeps some people from being like me for 20 years of being, you know, a card-carrying fat ass? What exactly was that? What is some of the differences between people that have good marriages and bad marriages? I'll tell you, and it's not an easy thing to hear because it's not an easy thing to do because we're humans. People that make it in life, I guarantee you, unless they're, something freaky happens and they just, you know, like win the lottery for $25 billion or something, and they really try, but they can't spend it all. Something like, besides something like that, the difference. There's a book I recommend everybody reading, The Millionaire Next Door. It's an older book now. It still holds true. Most millionaires didn't come from a rich family. Most millionaires don't live the lifestyle that non-millionaires think they live. And today, you would have to say probably multi-millionaire to be that same status today. But what's the main difference? When you boil that down, it's not complicated. You either control yourself today for tomorrow and in the future, or you burn your resources up today for instant gratification. When you break it all down, that's exactly what it is. See, a lot of people have decent jobs they really don't like, doing something they could really care less about. Their whole life pretty much revolves around the weekend because they're like zombies during the week, but they've got some benefits. Their health care is paid for, and they make decent money or really good money. And they stay in that job forever. They give their whole life away to something they could really care less about. Then you have an entrepreneur, a successful one, because just because you're an entrepreneur doesn't mean you're going to be successful. You just can't give yourself that title and make it. See, the same person could have the same job. It could have like The guy that stays in the job, all everything we just said. The guy that is an entrepreneur can have the same pay, same kids, same wife, same house, same location, same benefits, same insurance, same everything. It completely identical. They could be identical twins. Not only in person, but in circumstance. And the entrepreneur can step out on his own. And if he's going to be successful, he can no longer think like the person with the job. Because, let's say you squirreled away some money as an entrepreneur. You've got a project, a widget, a service, whatever it is that you're going to do. And you're going to have to build a client base. You're going to have to build a brand. You're going to have to work on marketing. You're going to have to work on customer service. You're going to have to work on advertising. You're going to have to build this thing from nothing. It's your baby. And everybody hears the stories about entrepreneurs that make it. Like Elon Musk, him and his brother, couldn't even afford to rent an apartment. So they rented somewhere for office space and they slept on the couches for years. Now Elon Musk is one of the richest men in America. But everybody today sees the richest man in America. They don't see the young Elon Musk sleeping in an office because he can't afford an apartment. And most people that don't think about long term, they would never, ever do that. Because, you know, people's going to make fun of you. What if it doesn't work? What if it's a waste of time? What if no one wants your product or service? They can come up with all these reasons. But I think more times than not, what that is the person with job A thinks short term. They think about this Friday's paycheck. They think about the next time they have to go to a doctor for the insurance. They think about the security in the right now, next week, today, tomorrow. Successful people don't think that way. They're thinking about years ahead. Years ahead. See, what a lot of people don't know, I've done a lot of outdoor videos trapping, and I think I've got, I'd have to go count them, 19, 20, 21, 22, something like that. And when I was, before I started making those back in the day on VHS, I would practice making a DVD or a VHS, excuse me, because of the time frame, every time I went out and trapped. Every time. I talked to myself like I was in front of a camera. I'm sure someone that was hiding in the woods thought I was mentally insane. Every single time I looked at a location, how can I put this in context where for a video in the future, I could hone the craft of talking and explaining and showing and giving examples. Mm-hmm. See, that's kind of crazy when you think about it now, because when I do the stuff on TV, pretty much they leave me alone. They just tell me what they want, and in a few minutes, I'm done with it. Because I've spent years with no money practicing for times like today. And that was 20 years ago. Elon Musk was practicing code, working on a computer 18 hours a day in the same room with his brother, sleeping in the same room, showering at the YMCA. Most people aren't willing to do that. See, Elon Musk was not thinking about today. He wasn't thinking about next month. He wasn't even thinking about next year. He was thinking years in the future. That's how successful business people get ahead. You see businesses all the time. They start up. They have a product or a service. The people that do that are so locked into thinking of their business like a job not the future, but today, this week. They shortcut stuff. They have crappy products. They try to do everything to make the fastest dollar they can right now. We've all dealt with them in life. It never works out good for them, nor you or me, because they're thinking short term. So my question to you is, when you're looking at your finances, are you actually looking at them long term or short term? If you have extra money to buy a car, is it smarter to buy a rental place? Successful people would say the rental place. People that aren't successful, well, you know, my car's got 70,000 miles on it and it starts breaking down, then it costs too much and yada, yada, yada. They will convince themselves that they need the new car. And if you read The Millionaire Next Door, most millionaires didn't even have new cars and made way more money than the people that worked for them that had new cars. My first car was when I was 38 years old. And the only reason they tempted me for that was because I wanted a four-door Jeep. The resale of a used Jeep was only $3,000 less than a new Jeep, and I got to use their money for no interest on the payments. So that actually made, when you look at auto loans, me using their money at 0% interest actually took off, what, 8%, 6%? I mean, interest rate's really low now, but it wasn't back then. It could have been 10 or 12%. That's a huge difference over $28,000. I made that decision based off future. Also, at the time, had saved the money. So when they offered me the warranty on my Jeep, I paid $2,800 for lifetime on my Jeep. Trust me, at the time, it'd have been fun to go on vacation, buy some more guns, go out to eat more, whatever. But no, see, at $2,800, if my that thing, see, that's a 2011. It's 221. In 231, if that motor blows up, guess what? They put a new one in. That $2,800 was for the future. It wasn't for that day. There are used to people thinking in the short term because when I ask him, that's the stupidest thing I could see y'all doing. He goes, everybody trades their cars in every 2 or 3 years. No one ever keeps their cars more than 4 or 5, hardly. So the few that do don't really matter. That whole system of the automotive is built on short-term thinking, and it steals your wealth. Let's think about your marriage. People with good marriage think about the future. It means you keep your pecker in your pants just because an opportunity arises, because in the future, it's going to cost you a lot. People that think about the moment pull it out, have a moment of fun, and then they're paying for it for the rest of their life. You and your wife have an argument. It's nothing really big. It's not even that important. If you're looking at it from the outside in, y'all both think it was stupid, but at the time, in the heat of the moment, you can get really aggravated with each other, and you can say something that will have ramifications for years. Or you can think long term and go, this is not a hill worth dying on. Short-term thinking versus long-term thinking. Successful or unsuccessful. See, if you listen to someone like David Ramsey, which I hadn't listened to in years, people get in crazy trouble with debt in the marriage. What's the number one reason for divorce in marriage? It's money. Not because they don't make enough. Because they can't control themselves and they just constantly get in debt to the pressure so bad they tear each other apart. So controlling your debt allows you to be successful. I'm not saying not ever have it. There's really good times to have it. Property, a house, rental income, something that's going to make you money. Buying a car, brand new, because it's shiny and it's the new one and your buddies are going to love it for a week or two. Not really the reason. Successful people think long term. See, this is something men in America need to do more of today. Thinking long term. And it's, for one, it gives you something to look forward to. I think part of the reason, this is just a completely unscientifically based thought. I think part of the reason Americans are becoming so bitter and cynical is because they don't have anything to look forward to past a couple of weeks or a month. The average American can't come up with $400 if their life depended on it without taking out more debt. The average income in America, at least under Trump, I don't know what it is now, but at least under Trump, it was bumping 60 grand, and people can't come up with $400. I bet you a week after the stimulus checks came out, Americans couldn't come up with $400. See, I know this is real. This is not something someone on the podcast wants to talk about because it makes listeners uncomfortable. I've done some really stupid stuff in my life. When I look back on it, all I can do is use it as a learning lesson because I catch myself all the time wanting to make rash decisions for the moment that I got to pay for a long time. Could you imagine a generation of kids that were taught to think long-term and should start short-term and the reasons why? Could you imagine a school system that would run them through what it costs to buy a new car every 2 or 3 years and why they're probably going to retire with very little money, but they had all those nice cars that are now in a junkyard? That's what education should be. Then I might consider teachers heroes. I had a friend that worked on the Navajo reservations. I'm going to see if I can get this right. Alpha male to the core. Actually trained MMA fighters. This was way before the UFC was a deal. Lived on a Navajo reservation. He was a school teacher. They brought him in for one purpose. To control the small percentage of kids on the reservation they could not put in the general population of the students. Because they would kill them, rape them, burn them, beat them up, steal from them. Basically thugs. So they brought in my friend, which is 100% alpha male. Not afraid of anything. And he was their teacher. And one day I went to class with him. And he was telling me about these kids, some of the stuff they've done. And then I met the kids and I had a hard time putting the two and two together. Because they were very well behaved. But he did an interesting thing when they would ask for something, like to go to the bathroom. Or they couldn't come in next week, or they couldn't do something, or they wanted to go do something. He would ask them, "So what is this for?" And it was somewhere along, I don't remember the exact phrasing he used, because this was many, many, many years ago. "Are you thinking like a heathen?" Which he's already explained to them is short-term gratification. And long-term consequences. And the kid would have to give the reasons why it was either short-term or long-term thinking. It was freaking amazing to watch. And the few times I saw that in that class, the kids talked themselves out of doing something stupid. because they had to articulate in public, out loud, whatever it is they wanted to do, what was it? And they corrected themselves. These were kids. But most adult men can't do that. That's insane when you think about it. And when you have conversations or you get up in the morning, what you do, what you think about, how you act, how you react. Someone's really pissing you off and you pop them in the mouth. It feels really good. Until you find yourself in jail for 8 months. Probably going to lose the house if you're the sole breadwinner because there's no more money coming in. And now this tumbling effect of being less and less successful happens. Why? Because short-term thinking overtook long-term thinking. Just let this sink in a little bit. I know this is, I don't mean this to be dark, or I'm not accusing anybody of anything, because I know that everybody struggles with this, or they should. But it's not an easy thing to grasp. The important stuff in life is very easy, but it's usually not very simple. Thinking long term. Money, businesses, relationships. Now I'm going to end on health. Being 300 to 340 pounds for 20-something years, card-carrying fat ass that I was, when I made decisions about food, I could do all of the jokes about diets and all the stuff that, you know, rednecks love to talk about. But when I was stuffing my face with nothing but hamburgers and fries and pizza and every ice cream, love Ben and Jerry's, New York Funk, whatever that stuff is, chocolate funk, Cherry Garcia, used to buy that stuff by the cartload. Every night I'd eat a pint of that, 800 calories. Breakfast, I was in the South, it's supposed to have gravy on it. It's definitely got to have a minimum of a sausage and egg biscuit every morning. Minimum. Working construction. Well, it worked for Michael Jordan, so I needed the Gatorades full of sugar. And I look back at it now, I enjoyed living for the moment when it came to my health. 341 pounds. I'm sure at times I was heavier than that, and I know there was times I would hover right around 315, 320. I got in that shape because of short-term thinking. Luckily, I didn't end up with diabetes. I'm amazed I don't have diabetes. Luckily, I didn't have a heart attack, because I should have. I should have. I put the plan in action to be a total physical wreck. I did it day after day because it tasted good. I didn't want to control myself. I didn't want to have any discipline whatsoever when it came to diet. I was an adult, grown man, combat veteran, outdoorsman. I'm not eating that healthy stuff. That's for girls. £341. I didn't have love handles. I had love buckets. I mean, I've lost a ton of weight, but I'm going to have flaps of skin that I don't think are ever going to go away. Because I abused myself by thinking short term for all those years. What's the opposite of that? Having some self-control and thinking about the future. It's the reason I started lifting weights. It's the reason I started the carnivore diet. Did it for a year. Lost like 80 pounds. That's the reason I walk every day. Do you think I want to go walking every day? It's 30 minutes. I could be making money in my business. I can come up with all these excuses. But to be successful in life, you got to think long term. And I've learned to use other people's examples as learning lessons. When I see most other 50, 60-year-old guys, they're a shell of their former self. They're weak. They have no balance. They can't move. They have no endurance. They got to sit down all the time. Or I could follow that path, I guess. Or I could change that and go, yeah, I'm not going down that road. I see. We've all seen it. But most of us just keep following that short-term thinking. See, when I walk today, I think I'm going to get a payoff 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 years down the road. When I'm sucking wind on a deadlift, that's going to pay off 5, 10, 15 years down the road. Me losing all this weight, let me put that in the correct terms. Me losing 80 pounds of fat. I was carrying around a fit teenager on my body of just gloopy, gloppy, jiggling, nasty ass fat. So, with your own health, with your own wanting to be able to do stuff in life, where stairs don't kick your ass, where having sex doesn't kick your ass, where just walking out to a deer stand is not like running a marathon, be able to move some furniture around, taking in the groceries, playing with grandkids. I mean actually playing with grandkids. Not just sitting in a chair and watching grandkids. Being part of their life. Which way are you looking at your health? Short term or long term? See, a real simple thing that I do, because I travel a lot. When I went down to Arkansas to go help a friend of mine catch a bunch of wild hogs and beaver and coyotes and stuff like that, when I left, I had a cooler full of smoked elk burgers. Now, I think they're delicious. What was the real reason? Because I knew if I was hungry going down the interstate going to Arkansas, and there's a Burger King that's got double or triple Whoppers, which I love, I was going to stop and get them. Well, hell, I've already got the, 900 calorie hamburger. Might as well get a milkshake and fries to go with it, right? Or I can reach over in the cooler that I keep in the passenger seat within arm's reach, and I can grab a smoked elk burger and not be hungry. It's not that difficult. there is discipline. I want you to think about something as we close. Whether it be your business, your marriage, your money, your health, anything you want to put in that equation. You will be disciplined as a person, or the universe is going to discipline you. And when the universe disciplines you, you're not going to like it. Because you'll end up with diabetes, or have a heart attack, or some type of weird skin disease. Or you'll be struggling with money your entire life. Or you won't have an option not to go put an application at Walmart to be a greeter when you go to retire at a certain age. Or you may be old and alone because you couldn't control yourself and think long term with your wife or your kids. You will be disciplined, or the universe will discipline you. And people think of discipline as something that's negative. And the more that I've got disciplined with health, it's freeing. It is absolutely freeing. I've heard Jocko talk about this. And the first time I heard him say that, I was like, that dude is crazy. Because when I thinking about discipline, it was military, dress right, dress. Got to have everything ironed a certain way. You had to have your boots looking a certain way. You had to make your bed a certain way. That was, you know, it was like a bunch of ridiculous rules. And that was considered, quote, discipline. No. That's really not what it is. Now I understand what he was talking about. Discipline pretty much always boils down to not always thinking just about short-term satisfaction. And understanding that the long-term results of your actions right now is what's going to make you successful as a person. Or, the lack of therefore, is probably going to be a whole lot of life-sucking going to happen. And you know the person responsible? The person that you look at in the mirror. Maybe we should all get in the habit, before any decision, just mentally, you don't have to say it out loud, is this short-term gratification that's going to be over with soon? Or am I making a decision that's going to help me throughout my whole future? And if you make decisions based on that, a lot of the struggles that people have will go away. That's the reason people that win the lottery are broke in a couple of years. It's not the money. It's the way they look at the world. I just heard a stat that 80% of all NFL players are broke within 2 years after being out of the league. 80%. They had millions of dollars. So the money was not the issue. The way they looked at the world was the issue. Short term or long term. Make your decision, because you're going to be one that's going to pay the price one way or the other. And like I said, could you imagine a generation of kids that were taught this? Talking about making America a great again. It would make it unbelievable like never before. And I will talk to y'all next week. Make the right decisions, guys. It matters.